The lockdown for me was pretty similar to everyone. One day, I get a call from my office. It was the call where I got fired. I was jobless and I got unemployed in the middle of a pandemic. I kept crying and I would ask my mother, what's the next step? What should I do? Where should I go? That, okay, I'm jobless, but I'm not homeless. Things started changing. I took 2,000 rupees and went to the market and got... People say you are your own judge, but what starts happening when you start judging yourself? Hi everyone, my name is Chitrangada Gupta. I'm 23 years old and I am the founder of Boju's Kitchen. And this is my story of self-doubt and the crippling fear of uncertainty. My mother's side of the family comes from a very small town, Ghum, near Darjeeling, and that town has played a vital role in my life. Ever since my childhood, I have been an average student, but I have gotten where I wanted to be and what I wanted in life. And I feel that thought and that process has instilled a fear in me that maybe I'm not deserving enough and maybe there are other people out there who are more deserving and who are more likely to get the job. So much so that even smaller opportunities like an internship or a job or even getting into college felt like I'm grabbing someone else's opportunity. Every winter, my nani comes down to Delhi to spend time with my family. You know how it gets when nannies are over. There's lots of pampering, there's lots of food. And with food, for me, it was more of momos. Just like the previous years, my nani was in Delhi last year as well. But this year, she couldn't go back because obviously the lockdown had happened. The lockdown for me was pretty similar to everyone in Delhi's. I was cooking, I was trying different things, I was exercising. Until one day, I get a call from my office, and I thought it was a hygiene call. It was a normal hygiene call from the HR, but to my surprise, it was the most dreadful call if I look back now. It was the call where I got fired. I was jobless, and I got unemployed in the middle of a pandemic. Just like 1,000 others, I was jobless as well in the middle of a pandemic, not knowing what I wanted to do. Those thoughts of self-doubt and my self-worth was again coming into me, and I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do, what would my next step be. I felt like my world came crumbling down, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. I still remember that day. I kept crying, and I would ask my mother, what's the next step? What should I do? Where should I go ahead with this? But like every other thing in life, you get used to it. Time went on, like after a month, I was okay. I accepted the fact that, okay, I'm jobless, but I'm not homeless. I'm at home in the comfort of my home with my family. The funny part was that every time I used to open my phone, there was someone or the other trying to make momos. And it was so funny for me because they just couldn't get the shape or the size right. I was just like, what are they trying and why are they trying and why are so many people trying to make momos all of a sudden? My friends started sending me long voice notes asking me to give them the recipes of momos. They used to send me pictures of broken momos, which was very funny to me because for me, momos are very easy to make. And that's when they started coming over, wanting to have momos made by my mother and my nani. During one of these visits, one of my friends told me that maybe you should start this. Maybe you should start a business and start delivering momos. My first reaction was maybe, maybe not, because I don't want to get into the F&B industry. But when I discussed the idea with my mother and my nani, to my surprise, they were more than on board. They were like, yeah, we should try this. So with that thought, we quickly whipped up a small little menu. I took 2,000 rupees and went to the market and got the first set of ingredients. The first month was only my friends and my family ordering. And we got like about 2 to 3 orders every day, which was fine by me. And the response was, because every time someone would order, they would tell me the momos were great. One day, suddenly I get a notification on WhatsApp and I open it and someone's written about the kitchen. I was overwhelmed, I was overjoyed that someone actually thought about, you know, writing about the kitchen. But I was like, are we that good? Because we were just doing normal momos. Momos that can be found on every street in Delhi nowadays. But with that, After that article, things started changing. I was like, okay, we are getting somewhere. After that article, my phone didn't stop ringing. Messages were flooding in. And that's the day I actually realized that we were more than just a small kitchen. We were actually getting somewhere. We were getting into the industry that I knew nothing about. Again, those thoughts started coming to me where I felt like, am I doing the right thing? Josh Josh mein start to kar diya, but can I carry this forward? Can I take it forward and make it into a flourishing business that will be a successful venture in the future? Also, I had this fear in me, a judgment that I would get from people that I'm a momo wali, that I make momos for a living. So the menu had my number, my personal number on it. And my friend one day told me, are you mad? Why would you put your own number into it? Get a WhatsApp number, WhatsApp business number. And that's what I did. Getting the WhatsApp business was actually a kind of a game changer for me. The beauty of WhatsApp business was that I didn't have to be available 24/7 on my phone. Every time a new customer would message us, it would instantly automatically send a message saying we're not available at the moment, but you can let us know your requirements and we'll get back to you at the earliest. And also the fact that I could segregate the customers with the color tags that they have, I think that was super cool. It actually let me segregate my new customers, my current customers, and the payments received and the payments to be received. Had I not lost my job 10 months ago and not given in to the idea of starting my own home kitchen, I wouldn't have been where I am today, where I'm planning to start my own physical outlet in the next 2 months and to be able to deliver and to be able to give the kind of momos that we had aspired to give in the initial years. I still have doubts. I still have my weaknesses. I still have days where I'm constantly thinking whether I'm worthy enough, whether I'm good enough. But I feel in life, the weaknesses push you. Those are the moments that are actually, they take you forward and they give you the intention and the motivation to go forward and do something in life. Thank you.
Tell us what you think about this video and don't forget to like, share and subscribe.